Random House Audio presents Mother, Mother by Corin Zelkis. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. A family is a tyranny ruled over by its weakest member. George Bernard Shaw. Through fog, it is impossible to perceive fiery eyes, greedy claws, jaws. Through fog, one sees only the shimmering of nothingness. Were it not for its suffocating weight and the death it sends down, one would think it is the hallucination of a sick imagination. But it exists. For certain, it exists. Zbigniew Herbert, The Monster of Mr. Cogito. William Hurst. Her face was the first thing William Hurst saw when he opened his eyes from his not-so-sweet dreams. His mother, Josephine, was smiling down at him, her blue eyes misty soft, sunlight streaming through her hair the same way it did to the happy Jesus in Will's storybook Bible. On this particular Saturday, Mother was both a noun and a verb. Behind her, at the end of Will's bed, was the frog habitat he'd begged for all summer. It had a paddling pond for tadpoles and a rocky ledge where frogs could doze beneath a canopy of green plastic clover. Will knew he should be jabbering with excitement. There she was, waiting for him to pump his fist and thrash with glee, not that he would ever dare jump on the bed. But something was off. The timing didn't add up. "Is today my birthday?" Will asked.